Hello and welcome everybody to The Thing I Love Most show. Once again, we are filming from the Blue Coats pub in Tottenham. If you don't know where that is, or if you don't know what it is, it used to be called the Pride of Tottenham, and it's on Tottenham High Road, about 8-minute, 10-minute walk down from the stadium. And it's been refurbed and it's really, really nice. And so this is where we film from, and this is where we're going to be on match days as well, if you ever want to come over and say hello and have a beer. Once again, I'm joined on the sofa this week by Matt from Spurs News. Welcome, Matt.
Cheers, mate.
And Rodney, who's normally behind the camera, but you're stepping away and you are hopefully, it's going to work without his attention. So fingers crossed, we're going to be recording fine. So you may have seen our YouTube video that we did over the weekend on Sunday at the test event. It had an amazing over 12,000 views at the moment, which is fantastic. So thank you very much for supporting and sharing that video. If you've done so, it's been a real pleasure to have been able to see so many people getting involved. And it's also meant that our subscriptions has gone up quite significantly. I think we only started with about 200 on Saturday and it's now over 400. So if you are a new subscriber, if you haven't seen the show before, welcome, hello, thank you for watching. And hopefully you're going to enjoy what you're seeing. So firstly, let's talk about that test event on Sunday. I mean, you were there, Rodney was there. It was a special occasion. Obviously, the viewers would have seen my reactions to it, my little running man and my, oh, it's incredible. So what was your reaction the first time that you walked up those steps? Because you're not in your, you weren't in your actual seat, so you're still going to see that on Saturday. But what was your reaction to sort of firstly walk up to the bowl, as it were?
Well, I've done a few of these shows, and obviously, like you just said, look, we're quite close to the stadium, but I've deliberately made a point of not going to the stadium. I wanted my first experience to be the first game there. And so I went by train, went with my little boy, and you sort of come around that corner, and because they've obviously moved it a lot to the left, haven't they? So the old stadium, you kind of come around and you walk up the high road and you kind of have to go into it. But you literally turn that corner, it's like, oh my God, it's here. You know, it's like some kind of alien ship that's landed.
Because it comes along the North Circle, it's like that as well.
Yeah, it's insane. It's huge. Because it doesn't fit with the high road almost as well, doesn't it? You know, with the buildings there. But it's just so impressive, you know, it's just amazing. And obviously you don't think of these things, but then obviously when you get there and they've built sort of the stairs that go up there, and it just seamlessly fits with although it doesn't, it kind of looks different, it just feels like it's always been there, you know? But yeah, just blown away by it, absolutely blown away. I just, staring, like, and a lot of us were like, I could see all the, you know, I was saying, comparing it to being like an alien ship, it was almost like, it had landed and all the people that were walking up the high road were just staring. You know, it's like, what is this?
Who are they?
Yeah, it was insane.
I still couldn't work out because I met Rodney on the corner, and that's obviously the corner where you would normally meet people if you're going in Park Lane. But obviously there wasn't a Park Lane, as in the old Park Lane. It was all very much up the steps and over. Yes. And it was still strange to work that out. And then did you go to the centre spot? Did you see the centre spot?
I didn't. I saw
that was weird as well, because then you were there at the centre spot and then you look into your right and it's like,
yeah,
what?
This is strange.
It's really strange. It is really, really strange. Yeah. So Rodney, what were your thoughts? You were there before at the East Stand event, but not the first time you've actually seen your seat.
So I went to the premium event and sort of thought, wow, you could feel that the atmosphere is going to be amazing in there. That was at night time. So this time walking down, same thing as you, sort of like, what is this thing? Still feels very much like Wild Lane to me.
Yeah,
which I love about it.
Yeah, you know,
I don't know what it is. It's the colours.
I completely agree.
Or,
they've done, and the colours aren't even that similar, because obviously the seats before were quite a bright blue.
Brighter blue, yeah, you're right.
It's a very, very strange feeling to have a similarity to White Hart Lane, but to be almost double the size. It's incredible, the managed street. And I said on the video, it did feel like it was like a 40,000 capacity. And what I meant by that is that you go to these stadiums nowadays and you do feel like it's huge. And I suppose we went to obviously the new camp this year, which is obviously 90,000, so it's slightly different. But you would still expect something like that, but it didn't feel that big because of the proximity, because everyone, you know, everything was quite close.
It's compact, isn't it?
Yeah.
Even though it's 60,000, it's compact. It did remind me of Real Madrid away, Juventus away, and Dortmund in terms of how steep it is.
Yeah.
I mean, walking up the steps is like, you know, if you might need to be a bit
thanks
careful.
For reminding me, yeah. Thanks for reminding me.
So, I mean, I went to the top of the south stand, took a couple of photos, and still felt that you was close to the pitch.
Yeah. I think distance-wise, you are quite close, especially, like, in comparison to Wembley, in terms of where you were in the upper tier in Wembley, which is where we used to have my season tickets, was still, like, you know, miles quite far away. Back. So I did go up in the lift, actually, randomly, but after I had some food, I went up in the lift. But then when I got up to the top of the lift, I had my chicken and chips, and then I was in this, like, deserted area where I shouldn't have been, apparently. And then I had the security guard saying, "What are you doing?" And it's like, I just got up in the lift. Like, there was no sign saying, "Don't go in the lift." So I was like, "I'm going to go in the lift because I'm on the fourth floor." And I was still out of breath from the first time that I went up there from when we were filming. And then I got up there and he's like, "Oh, come on then." So hopefully that lift is going to be working when it's obviously open for the general public, as it were, or on a proper match day. So fingers crossed, we'll see. But
I think you're right, though. Going from sort of the second level and walking up from there would be easier.
Yeah, because when you first go in there, obviously you've got the goal line bar, which is great. And then if you want to go anywhere in terms of to your seat, if you are in the south, then you have to go to the right. And then it's a bit of a zigzag effect. But if you go up one level and then just go straight in, then you can just go in and just walk all the way up, which, you know, is maybe the better option. But it's I mean, like you said, because of the obviously the gradient of the because it is quite steep. Though each step is quite, you know, big.
It's small. I mean, so they didn't even cover your whole foot, does it? The step.
I mean, it's like, you know, yeah. We're going to get fit.
You'll get used to it.
We're going to get fit. That's the best thing about this stadium. Forget the acoustics. Forget that. We're going to get fit. We're going to look, you know, for next season, you're going to see us and be like, yeah. Welcome to the other motion.
We can make it a fitness show as well as a football show, can't we?
Oh my God, we're going to be sponsored by Vitality and, you know, all sorts of people.
Maybe. But you know what, talking about the acoustics, I mean, I was in the west and I was kind of to the left, so I kind of could see the south stand from where I was sitting, and I was kind of the furthest away from it. And it was only half full, wasn't it? I presume it was only half full.
28,000 we were.
It's the south, the single tier that you're in.
More than half full.
But it was incredible. When you guys started singing, it's amazing, you know? And that's when you because they talked quite a lot about the acoustics and how it, you know, how it's kind of got that bowl shape so that all the sound stays in. But it is
heavy. Well, there's nowhere for it to go, is there? You know, think about White Hart Lane. There were still corners, there were still,
course,
you know,
yeah.
And you think of other stadiums, other big stadiums, but they have obviously thought a lot into it. You could, with 28,000, that was like a loud 28,000.
That's what I'm saying.
And it was for a, you know, an under-18s
game.
Yeah,
of course,
obviously singing, you know, when Pochettino came out and, you know, when Janiel Bennett scored, we were singing loudly, but, I mean, I'm just getting goosebumps about the Man City game.
It's going to be
I'm just going to be, oh my God.
Have you not got goosebumps about the Palace game?
Not as much, no.
Really?
I think, I don't know, it's just something about European nights that just is just different, like, you know, and obviously the gravitas of the game. The Palace game, yeah, and obviously we'll come on to that in a bit when we do the preview, but, and I think, yeah, there will be an atmosphere created, but it won't be the same kind of atmosphere in terms of, like, the nervous energy that's created from a big game. You can't replicate that with a league game.
I think it'd be like a North London derby a bit, the Man City one.
Yeah.
The sort of anticipation.
And,
yeah, you're right.
It's going to be incredible. I booked half day off work. I'm here, I'm doing it. I'm going to be here.
Learn your lesson.
I'm going to be here. I don't want to like rush to get to the game like I rushed to get to this show. Like, I want to get there early and, you know, savour it.
That's another thing about getting there 2 hours early. So much to do.
Yeah,
and after the game, I think a lot of people were there till 7, 8
o'clock. Well, yeah, because when we left, there was obviously a DJ, which was a little bit weird, because he was sort of like a little bit embarrassed about being there, because everyone was watching him and he was like playing like sort of
it's like a ballroom. It's like a ballroom, wasn't
then,
it? And he was in the middle.
We saw on other people's videos that obviously he started playing the Tottenham songs, and there was like you know, some legends coming out and singing with him and stuff. So that's a nice element. I think that would be fun to have after a game. And obviously in terms of transport, that's what they want to try and encourage in terms of getting people there early and getting people there till late, so it spreads out the extra you know, 30,000 people, no, which are not going to be...
Yeah, I mean, I came out of the game after the test match, and I had to get home because my son had school the next day, so we kind of couldn't hang about. And we went to the White Hart Lane station, and we was going to going north. And normally most people are going south, aren't they, towards London? But even that was chaos.
Yeah.
You know, and that was only a half full stadium,
exactly.
You know, so
it's going
to
be.
They, I guess they really do need fans staying behind, don't they? Just to kind of ease that congestion that you're going to get. Because it's just double what it was before.
I know. It's madness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fingers crossed. It's going to go well. So obviously Sunday wasn't really about the game, but it was still quite nice to see the youngsters having a little, you know, opportunity to show their stuff in front of fans that wouldn't necessarily see it. Janiel Bennett was the scorer of the first goal.
It was a
good strike as well. And it's J-Neil, by the way. I was thinking it was Janelle, but no. Janiel Bennett, great goal. Really, really good goal. And I thought they did quite well, actually. To be honest, most of the second half, I was sort of walking around looking at different things in the stadium. So I didn't see much of it. But the first half, we saw all of it. What were your thoughts on the game?
Yeah, it was really entertaining. Really, it was a, you know, obviously it's under 18, so it's not going to be the same quality as the first team. But they put on a really good show. Like it was a really entertaining game. Obviously, it was a cracking goal, wasn't it? The first one by Bennett. And then we had the penalty, didn't we? I moved over because I was moving around the stadium. I know you guys were as well, but I wanted to have a little taste of the South Stand. So we went to the South and unfortunately missed the Southampton goal. But then obviously we got the third. But thoroughly deserved, you know, really. And they're flying the under-18s. So they're top of the league, you know, so I don't think there's any surprise.
Good to see Mason on the bench as well.
Yeah, really good. Yeah, he came out afterwards, didn't he, and with his little and took some pictures. So it's really, I mean, obviously he went to Hull, but he's a Spurs boy, isn't he? You know?
And
this is his home now, isn't he? And I'm hoping now that he can be really integrated into the
He's doing well.
He's still doing his badges, isn't he? But I'd love to see him at Spurs for a long, long time.
So in terms of the sort of catering facilities, so we did manage to get a beer. It was when we first got in there was a bit of a queue. Eventually we did get served with the old magic serve from the bottom pints, full from the bottom pints.
That will always impress me, seeing
it. It was pretty cool. But I was looking at the video from Sunday, and there's someone, not us, but was serving like a pint which didn't look like it was a good pint. So I don't know if that was from a bottle or whatever, but anyway. Did you eat? What did you eat?
Yeah,
I had chicken and chips and it was a bit warm. Didn't really like it. So.
Well, not just that, but you were in the lift eating it, weren't you?
Well, there was that, yeah, to be honest. Maybe that took out, you know, took the temperature down when I was going like up into altitude.
We had fish and chips, and I mean, it's always going to be pricey at any ground. So, you know, I'm not expecting it to be cheap, but it was good quality food. Like my little boy, you know, I bought him the fish and chips, had a little bit of that, and yeah, I had a pint as well. And there's loads of great.
The beer prices are good.
It's
£4 for an Amstel, £5 for Heineken. That's pretty decent.
I think so. And it's obviously a new stadium, so they're going to have loads of food outlets, but there was plenty of choice. I mean, I know you guys in the South.
There was plenty, but they ran out. The noodles in the naan place.
That's
ran
where
out.
I went to eat, and
that was before half time.
That was before the game started. Sure it was.
No, it was half time.
Was it?
Yeah, it was half time.
Okay.
And then there was another place, I think, which sold out as well. So it was obviously, you know.
But it's a test event for a reason,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. As we've been told by many people on YouTube. Sorry. I didn't realise that. I did say it on the video. You know, that's why we're the guinea pigs and we happen to be the people it's a test event. Anyway, sorry. I'm just getting used to getting trolled. It's just going to happen. Sorry. Appreciate your comments. So all in all, though, you think there's everything there for you in terms of sort of your pricing and your service, what you're getting. Stewards outside, they sort of felt like they hadn't really got much training, do you think?
Yeah, I think they're all...
First day.
I imagine they're nervous as well.
Which is a little bit worrying in terms of, you know, if there was a big actual potential, you know, health and safety issue, then they wouldn't really know what they were doing because they didn't know where the shop was. They didn't necessarily know where all the blocks were. So, you know, the fact they didn't have any, from what I could tell, any pre-day training, I think was a little bit...
I think a lot of the staff they get, they're agency staff.
I was going to say they could be, yeah. But, I mean, obviously, as fans, we know a lot more about the stadium and what there is, what, you know, you're looking for stuff. It's a bit frustrating.
I mean, the shop's quite big, though. Literally, someone said
the megastore.
A long way to the megastore. Yeah.
I think it's still in Europe or something, isn't it?
It's quite hard to miss.
Did you go in there?
No, I didn't know.
It's massive. It is massive.
Talking of megastores, talking of shops, we're going to be doing a competition today because we were so pleased at the success of the video on YouTube and the fact that we had so many new subscribers and we had so many views. We're going to be doing a competition. So this is the prize. This is a brand new shirt. You can actually order your own size as well because we're going to be getting it from the club shop. But this is the shirt that you're going to be getting. So that's going to be the prize. So all you need to do to win that shirt is to share our video. So share this video. You can do that on Facebook. You can do that on Instagram or on Twitter. So all you need to do is share it and we will know that you've shared it. And then we're going to be doing a prize draw on next week's show, and one lucky winner will have that shirt. And then you can then let us know which size you want, and we will give you that shirt. So that's a new competition. We're going to be doing competitions each week, potentially, if Matt can afford the shirt price.
And don't forget the hashtag as well, so we can
very important. So yeah, exactly. So when you are retweeting or when you're sharing, it's TTILM show. TTILM show. The thing I love most show is the tag that you need to add on to that when you're sharing. So good luck. It's a very, very nice shirt. I've got one myself. And it could be potentially yours. So if you do want to enter, then get sharing this show. Thank you. So we're going to be back here at the Blue Coats on Saturday for the next test event, the bigger test event, and one that we are all looking forward to because there's going to be some famous old faces joining us. I'm just going to talk you through the team here. Right. So the ones that have been confirmed, Jürgen Klinsmann,
awesome.
Robbie Keane is going to play for both teams. I think
Klinsmann
might play
for both
teams
as well, yeah.
Obviously, Rafa van der Vaart, Darren Anderton, Berbatov, Gascoigne seems to be a bit of a talking point because Gascoigne seems to have like voted himself into the team, even though he wasn't necessarily potentially there initially due to his fitness. But Gary Mabbutt has said today that he is going to play if he's fit enough. He posted a video today on Twitter of him running about 10 metres and then saying, "I'll be ready, lads." It's like, okay. So, I mean, even if he plays 5 minutes, it would be incredible because he's so loved. Like, yeah. So that would be amazing. Alan Nielsen, obviously, cup-winning hero. Stephen Carr, David Howes, Eric Torsvik. I mean, I think they're loosely using the term legends.
Some of them are.
Neil Sullivan. Timo Tiano, who was like, you know, Martin Jol's, you know, lover for quite a while, I think, at the club. He always used to mention Timo Tiano and like Edgar Davids. They were like in a sentence. He used to always say, he wouldn't say one or the other. It was like Tiano, Davids. Love it.
I mean, to be fair, Edgar Davids is probably more of a legend than Timo Tiano, but
in the game, maybe, but not with us.
We only had him for a season or two.
Exactly. Mark Falco.
Oh, really?
Chimbonda.
Hey, old Pascal Chimbonda.
Mickey Hazard, your mate, texted him, didn't reply. Mickey, if you're watching, check your messages. Chris Perry. Oh, Paul Stalteri. I mean, one amazing winner against West Ham. That makes you a legend in my book.
It does, yeah.
And Naeem, we don't have to say anything about Naeem.
I mean, he became a legend when he wasn't even playing for us, to be fair.
To be fair, but he did score that cracker. Like, one of my earliest games was against Liverpool when he scored a volley, and it was an absolute cracker. It was like 96 or something, 95, 96. Absolute cracker. And Gary Mabbutt and Clive Allen will manage the side. And then Klinsmann and Keane, as you said, will turn out for both teams, as well as Nicola Bertie, who is going
to
have a very, very loud song sang about him on Saturday. I can't wait. And they've got Zanetti, Blanc, Stankovic, Varon. So they've actually got quite a good Carbone. Do you remember Carbone?
Yeah.
So it should be a really good game. I think it's going to be, obviously, it's going to feel very much like a friendly type, you know, vibe, party vibe. But fantastic to see so many legends coming back to the club. Who are you looking forward to seeing most? Who out of those is your favourite player that you know, when you did come and watch Tottenham, you were like, oh my God, I really want to see him?
Well, it's got to be Kazza, isn't it? I mean, he's
did you see him a lot though? Yeah, I missed him. I never saw Gazza play live.
Oh, yeah, I did. It was him, like, because I, for me, fall in love with Spurs. I mean, you find with most people, they fall in love with their club with a player, don't they? So with my son, for example, it's Heung-min Son. I mean, he loves Sonny and he wants to get Sonny on his shirt. And that's kind of helping him fall in love with the club. And for me, it was Hoddle. But then going, I know Gazza was kind of a bit late. I mean, it was 88 to 91 about the time he played, wasn't he? So I was kind of like, you know, 10, 11, 12. But
how old when Hoddle was about?
Well, he was
about one.
No, he was the mid 80s, wasn't it? I remember my dad took me when I was about five or, you know, because we used to have was it the East when we had the big fence and, like, you know, I'd sort of be holding onto the fence and looking through and my dad would be standing behind me and every time we scored, everyone just get crushed. But just looking at them, these magicians on the pitch, and Gazza was a magician, wasn't he? He was one of them players that just didn't need to train. He was just naturally a gifted football player. Like George Best, like those kind of players where they're just naturally gifted. And, you know, I know it's a bit, some of his tweets can be a bit incoherent and you do wonder whether, you know, is he really going to be there? But I would love to see, like you say, even for 5 minutes, just to see Gazza on the pitch, you know.
I unfortunately wasn't lucky enough to see him play live. My first game was 92, but he was just, incredible. Such talent. And, you know, it would be amazing to see him play. Rod, who was your favourite out of that list? It's got to be Tanya, surely.
Yeah, little Chimbonda.
Yeah, I love Chimbonda.
I'm gutted that Sakura's not playing, but no.
Yeah, what's with Sakura? Didier, talk to me.
He might even have scored.
Stefan Freund as well.
Oh, he's, yeah.
But there are still players to basically be announced. So that wasn't a full team. Mm. So I'm hoping Stefan Freund and Zakora. Asua Koto, he was legend-ish.
But he didn't even want to play football when he was actually at Spurs.
He didn't want to play football. And then he also, you know, started getting into fights and stuff. But he was still quality.
Yeah. Isn't he still playing?
I don't know.
I don't think he's retired.
Oh, is he still playing?
I think he's still playing. But obviously Gazza.
Yeah.
It's funny enough, that sort of period, I wasn't going when Gazza was playing, Gazza and Lineker and that. So from players who are going to be playing, probably Klinsmann and Hazard. I remember Mickey Hazard was a great player. Unfortunately for him, it was at the time when we had Hoddle and Ardiles, so, you know, he wasn't as up there as they were.
Why are you bringing up Hazard on our show and he didn't even reply to Matt's text? For me, it's definitely Klinsmann. Like, he was just so. My first season ticket was, I think, 93, and I think he joined in 95, 96. And it was just like the partnership was showing him, the goals he scored. I was there on his debut in Hillsborough. I think Sheringham might be playing, I don't know. Incredible, absolutely incredible. The partnership with Sheringham. And I was surprised at how good he was. I didn't, obviously, there wasn't the same sort of like global recognition of players that there is now, obviously, because there's just more TV around and internet and stuff like that. And so I just didn't know enough about him. I didn't know he was that good. And he was just, there was just something about him that was just incredible.
It's funny you say that, Noel, because we're the same age, aren't we? When we signed him, it was like unreal. Yeah. Like, for me, I just was like,
I knew he was a star. I mean, I think I didn't know how good he was.
Yeah,
I
sure.
Thought, I knew his status.
Yeah, sure.
I don't think I'd seen enough of him apart from like a World Cup to know how good.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I remember just when we signed him, buying a scrapbook and just literally every article there was on Klinsmann sticking in his scrapbook because I had to physically see that we had him. Like, you know, it was just insane that we had Jürgen Klinsmann at Spurs because it really was. I mean, you talk about some of them players like Stelteri and some of the others. It was kind of, you know, we had some dark days, didn't we? I mean,
Klinsmann time. We had like Kevin Scott, Dean Austin.
It was some dark. It was some dark days. I mean, I think was it the season that we got docked the points when we signed Klinsmann when we had like 9 point deduction before the season even started.
No, I don't think it was that season.
Because you know, when was it?
I'm waiting for the trolls to tell me that.
It was
bring them on.
It was. Ozzy was man. Ozzy Ardiles was manager, wasn't he? Yeah. And he played
five, the famous five. Right. Yeah.
He basically played
Dimitrescu, Anderton, Sheringham, Barmby and Klinsmann.
Yeah, that's right. And it was, I think, I'm pretty sure, I think the points got given back to us, but we started on like minus nine and it was just, you know, I was worried that we was even going to stay in the league, you know. But it was almost like if Klinsmann wasn't there, I genuinely don't think we would have been in the league still. The goals he scored and the buzz. And, you know, we talk about, you know, the fact we haven't made any signings for, and sorry to bring the mood down.
Yeah, what's
but,
going on?
But we haven't made any. But we, like I say, we haven't made any signings for the last couple of transfer windows. And that Klinsmann signing for me was just, it's that proof that sometimes, maybe if you need, not even if you need a player, the buzz signing like that can bring. It brought such a buzz to the club at that time.
Yeah, it did.
I think the stadium will do that though.
Yeah, I think the problem is now the level that we're at, the kind of player that we would need to get, the money we'd need to spend on the player.
No, of course.
In order to get someone of Klinsmann's stature, in order to do that, you're talking like, you know, £180 million.
Yeah, exactly. And we're not the squad we was then. That's what I'm saying. Like, we're a strong squad now, and like, you know, that's why, you know, it's not the dark days anymore.
Where's Barnby? I used to like Barnby. We want to get Barnby on the show. I want to get Nicky Barnby on the show. What's he doing now? Because Anderton's around. Do you still see Anderton like doing stuff? Like very, very, like, you know, small bits of media. Yeah. Where's Nicky Barnby?
Do you know, talking about seeing players as well, you know, players you saw when you went into the stadium, I remember going to an FA Cup game against Marlow, of all teams.
Yeah,
And we beat them five, and Barnby got a hat-trick, didn't he?
I was there, yeah.
Yeah, Barnby got a hat-trick in that game, didn't he?
Yeah, and Barnby scored, I think, when we scored like four in like 6 minutes or something.
That's right,
And I'm sure he was involved.
Yeah.
He was a good player.
Ronnie Rosenthal, that was Ronnie Rosenthal scored. Was that, yeah, yeah.
Where's Ronnie?
Where's Ronnie?
Oh my God. Well, I mean, if Tanya's in there, Rosenthal has to be there.
Definitely.
I'm surprised they're not a statue of Ronnie Rosenthal. Like, oh man. So it is going to be a good day. Like I said, we are going to be back here in the Blue Coats. I keep on plugging this because this is our pub, you know, formerly Pride of Tottenham on Tottenham High Road. Come and have a beer here on Saturday and for all match day games. I should have a little thing that comes along the bottom of the screen, but we're not going to do that. So it's going to be a good game. Are you sort of, it's not even worth previewing yet because it's just going to be a friendly, isn't it? It's just going to be a bit of fun, but it'll be a chance to really sing some old songs. Walking in a Klinsmann Wonderland.
Yes,
that was
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
It's going to be incredible. Yeah. Oh, I can't wait.
And can you imagine with the new stadium, the noise of us all singing, it's going to be incredible, isn't it?
It feels weird now to talk about the Premier League because we sort of had this little hiatus, this little break, international break, and we've now got a game. We've got a really big game on Sunday as well, which feels strange, the fact that we are going to a match on the Saturday, but we've obviously got Liverpool away, who obviously, you know, are going for the title, but we need a massive bounce back after the Southampton result. I thought Kane looked pretty decent the other day, you know, the two games that he played. He normally plays pretty well for England, but you know, his penalty wasn't the best he's ever scored, but I thought he led the line well. He was involved in a few of the other goals as well, so good performance of him. Rose obviously had an issue with the racial abuse, which is incredibly frustrating, and something that he's experienced before, and I feel incredibly sorry for him, but I thought his performance was pretty decent as well. Dyer obviously was injured in the first game, which meant that he wasn't able to continue or come to the second game. Ali looked okay. He's not his sparkling self yet, I don't think, but he's still sort of working his way back. So I suppose in a way, playing a couple of games wasn't a bad thing for him in terms of getting his fitness back up. So if we can talk about the Liverpool game, we don't have a great record up there. My issue in the past has been that we've almost played the wrong formation. I think, remember last season? Last season was 2-2. The season before was 2-0. When we played the back four, when we played Davies left back, and it was just, we were so open. I think we have to go back five. Because if we go back four, I just think they've just got too much up front. They've just got too much pace. And if we just have two centre backs, then the right back and the left back, and if it is Trippier and Rose or Davies, I just don't think they offer enough cover. And with those front three, we're just too exposed.
Yeah, it plays into their hands, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, it's tough going there. It is tough going to Anfield. Like we had I know it's a draw last season, but it was a great draw, wasn't it? You know,
we should have won.
Yeah, it was bizarre, wasn't it? Yeah, but I mean, obviously, we don't want to dwell too much on the Southampton game, but we have been, you know, I know it's been it's going to be 3 weeks now, but we have had a poor, really poor run of results, and I feel like a win on Sunday could really then just give us that kick for the rest of the season to make sure we get that Champions League spot. Because obviously the title's now gone. You know, yeah. That's something we can't talk about. But yeah, it's difficult because I think, you know, you look at Liverpool and I think we can match them. I don't think their squad is better than our squad. But you know they're at home and you know they're strong at Anfield and you know we.
It's going to be a good game.
Yeah, it will be.
It's going to be a good game, yeah. And I agree. I don't think we've got anything to fear. And you know, I up until these last few months, I've always said, and the viewers of the show will know, that we can score in any game, and if we have a good game defensively, then that's the recipe for a victory. You know, it's not difficult to do that. And it wasn't difficult in the Southampton game. We just got completely complacent. And I think there was an element of fatigue creeping into the game in the second half. And once Southampton sort of could sense that, then they sort of built on it. And then obviously we gave, you know, it's just all about defensive mistakes for us at the moment. Like if we don't make them, then we're not going to concede. They're not scoring otherwise, but we are giving teams goals when we shouldn't be. And we're not creating that much. Although in that Southampton game, we created enough to win probably three games.
Yeah, we should have been up 4-5-0 at half time, shouldn't we?
So
yeah. I think that first half we showed probably one of our best halves, I think, yeah, of the season. We played really well that first half. But
you've got to be clinical though, it's not just creating, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But we didn't create chances like that in the second half, did we, to then go miss.
No, we still had a good, decent Kane chance, but once they got the wind in their sails, then it was, yeah.
But anyway, I don't want to dwell on that. For me, I think we need to sort of take it to Liverpool. Mm. I'm not as comfortable with the back five.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because if our full-backs are not getting enough forward, we're kind of losing the ball a lot because of we're getting overrun in midfield. I prefer back four personally.
It's an interesting conundrum that he seems to have faced a lot this season, and I don't really know if he knows what his best team is or best formation is. The fact that Dyer's out,
yeah,
so it'll probably be Winks.
Is Winks fit yet?
I don't know. No, he wasn't sure. In the squad. So.
Yeah, I don't think Winks is fit either. Actually. Which is worrying.
Yeah. I feel like we're more attacking, though, when we do play the five, because obviously they're playing more as wing-backs, aren't they? You know, so it's one of those ones, isn't it, where if you go there and you set up more defensively, you kind of play...
It depends who's the wing-back. So if it's Davis, then he's not pushing forward as much as Rose.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah.
I don't know. If you just think about their front three, you got you know, that occupies more than just Sanchez and Vertonghen, or more than Alderweireld and Vertonghen. So having that three there, I don't know. We shall see. So predictions.
Did you want
that's
me to
not
go
a
first?
Prediction.
I just not a prediction. Listen, we desperately, desperately
that's
need
a
the.
Sigh.
We
desperately. Sigh. That was a puff out.
We desperately need the win, don't we? I mean, it's weird because you've got this 3 weeks. So if you take the 3 weeks out of it and just look at the last few games, you know, we mustered a draw in the last four games. So we desperately need 3 points. So I want the 3 points. And that's what my heart says. But my head says it's at Anfield. It's a game that it's a team that are, you know, there or thereabouts at the top of the league. So a draw, a 1-1 draw.
Yeah. I think every playing teams like Man City and Liverpool on our day, if we're on it, we can beat them. It's one of those things rather than teams who sit back and try and hit us on the break. So I'm going for a 3-2.
Oh, to who?
to us, obviously.
Okay. I mean, I have to ask because, you know, I have a bookmaker. 3-2 to us. Wow. Okay. That's good. I mean, it could happen. That's
I'll take it.
I mean, it could happen. It could happen. I'm more inclined to go 1-1 like yourself.
I don't think it can be a tight game like that, which is going to be a couple of goals. I think there's going to be a lot of goals.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Fingers crossed. It'll be a good one. It'll be enjoyable, but I don't know. I can't wait to see it though, and it will be quite strange. Probably still hungover from the
the test game. Yeah.
Are you going up there?
No, yeah, I was up for the ticket today, but I've got other plans. So yeah, unfortunately, no, I can't. Gutted, absolutely gutted. But yeah, fingers crossed, another 3 points in the bag, ish. So that is the end of this week's show. Thank you very much for listening and watching. Once again, a reminder of the competition. If you want to win a shirt just like this, then all you need to do is you need to share this show. So share this episode. So you can do that either on Facebook or on Instagram or on Twitter. And can you remember to use the hashtag TTILM show when you are doing so. So share the show. TTILM show, and you can win yourself one of these shirts. Once you are the winner, then you can let us know your size and we will get one in the post to you immediately. So good luck. Thank you very much for watching and listening. Once again, we're really pleased with the feedback that we've received from the show that we recorded on Sunday at the test event. And so we're really, really pleased to be recording more for you today. And we're going to be recording more on Saturday with the Legends game. And so please do keep sharing the shows. Please do keep commenting. And if you have friends that you think might be interested, please do tell them about us. And we really appreciate it. The subscribers now have gone up to nearly 500, which is amazing. And so thank you very much for adding your subscription and keep on watching. And we really do appreciate it. So we're on YouTube. We are on Facebook, we are on Instagram and on Twitter. TTILM show is the hashtag. And thank you very much for your support. We really appreciate it. We're trying to grow as much as possible. So if there's any suggestions that you think would be good for us to have on the show, or if you wanted to join us on the sofa and be part of our team, you'd be more than welcome. And we film at the Blue Coats pub in Tottenham High Road, formerly the Pride of Tottenham. It's literally 5 minutes from the stadium. So if you did want to come and get involved in the show, you'd be more than welcome. Share a pint with us and have a good laugh. So thank you very much to Matt from Spurs News once again for being on the show. Thank you to Rodney for stepping in front of the camera and turning one of them off. But we're not going to talk about that. So thank you, guys. And we'll see you again on Saturday for the Legends game. Van der Vaart, Klinsmann. It's going to be amazing. Thanks for watching, everyone, and listening, everyone, and we will speak to you again soon. Come on, you Spurs.